Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome back to the Lads Podcast, where we're all about the big engines, the big yarns, and even bigger adventures.
And speaking of adventures, a massive shout out to Jai and Brendan at Black Cat Civil. Without them, none of this would be possible.
That's right. Thanks to Black Cat Civil, we had the unreal opportunity to capture our 2025 Tats Fink Desert Race, and mate, what a ride.
Absolute chaos in the best way. We also teamed up with the legends at Peak Productions to capture the whole experience. From the racetrack, in the pits, behind the scenes, pretty much all the highs and lows of racing.
Yeah, that's right, Stiffy. And now we've got a three-part series coming live for our subscribers over on Patreon. So if you want to see the dust, the dramas, and a few too many questionable decisions, jump over there and check it out.
You will definitely feel like you are riding shotgun with us. So jump onto our Facebook or Instagram page to find the Patreon platform link in our bio.
So again, a massive thanks to Black Cat Civil and Noel from Peak Productions for making this all happen. Rightio, let's get into today's episode.
You!
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, girl.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Lads Podcast. Me, Barney, him, Stiffy. How the fuck are you, bruh?
Me, the stiff man.
You ever so. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. I'm great.
Are ya?
Fucking another episode in the bank we're doing right now. I think this is 98.
98?
It is 98.
Wow. How crazy that we could fucking sit here for that long and speak this much shit. People, that is one question people ask me.
Yeah.
What is it? Said, do you ever just fucking rock up and go, have you got nothing to say? And go, yeah, all the time. We just fucking, mate, we crack a tin and it's just like us sitting around fucking in the shed.
Fucking know. It's like, having a beer. Yeah, what are we doing? Yeah. I don't know. Let's just put our headphones on and press record.
Just play on this shit. Let's get into one of these fuckers, eh?
Let me open the fridge door for you so you can see what's in there. So this is a Hemsy special.
Yeah, I actually thought it was a Hemsy, but it's actually got the new peach thing on it. So
yeah.
That's
I haven't had one of these.
Upper.
Oh. How'd that go? Had did a little ya? Tang.
Yeah, it did actually. Yeah. Had a little.
Yeah, yeah. Well done. Cheers, mate. Happy fucking Wednesday/Thursday. Oh, fuck. Do you smell it?
It tastes like good times.
Tastes like peach, hey?
Fuck, I'm tangled up here. Oh, there's a lot of peaches in there.
There's a lot of peach. Actually, when I was picking...
Means the peaches. Oh. Peaches for me.
Yeah, that's American Presidents.
So is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to write a song about it, but now I'm not.
Peaches come from a can. They were put there by man in a factory downtown. Fucking bring back the 90s. Yeah. Fuck, how good was that? Anyway, when I was in the big liquor barn, and I'm like, oh, peaches in Hemsies. So I'm like, fuck.
I actually like it. Yeah. Very smooth.
But they're not the only critters. There's fucking heaps of peach getting around at the moment.
Is there?
Like, I think there was Smirnoff peach, and then there was fucking something else with peach. I'm like, must be a fucking spring/summer thing that they're all... Because this wasn't a...
And it has a summer vibe.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Yeah. But isn't peaches... When do peaches ripen on a tree? I thought they were
when
like... Oh, it must be end of summer. When they're ready.
When they're ready.
Fucking like, look fuck. At you go.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know shit about peaches or oranges.
But they come from a can.
What's a season? Yeah. So
they go from a tree to a can to your tummy.
I like them in the can.
Oh, fuck. Especially
in the can better than
especially a fucking wet can, bruh. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, 6% is too.
Oh, they're going to, yeah. And they're only little cans, like fucking 330s. They're going to whip your fucking freckle.
How's your week been, mate?
Mate, been good. So we got a bit on. So let's go Friday night. Do you want to start Friday night? We got invited to.
Oh, we did so.
You forgot all about it?
I did. Fucking
forgot all about it.
My life's a blur, mate. It is. It's fucking just constant non-stop.
Absolutely. So we got a phone call. Actually, we got a phone call from Scotty Bannon, the fucking deputy mayor. And he said, "What are you lads doing fucking tonight?" And we're like, "Well, it's Friday night, so we always got a bit on." He's like, "Well, come for a bloody what is it? A gala? It was a gala. It was another gala. ACFC, which is a chance for change.
Yeah.
Gala, which is, you know, a chance for change, which is all about suicide and men's suicide and whatnot. Or suicide in general. But the actual night was fantastic, wasn't it?
Mate, was really good. So they had great entertainers, great people. You were there, I was there, so like, it was pretty good.
It was a real good night. Yeah. Scotty Bannon and Nathan Saul Sledge put on a fantastic night for the foundation and the charity.
Yep.
This is a charity that was established in...
It's a couple of years running now, isn't it?
Well, the charities, ACFC was in 2015 was when they established it. But I think this was the first gala night they've had for men's... Men's Week or Men's Day or something. And it's a chance for change. So a chance for change is a charity, and it's this was born out of love for our mates and an unrelating passion to make a change in the fight against the black dog. The time for change is now. Society has caused this problem, but society can also fix it.
Yeah.
A new era for change is here. So we got the personal invitation to go along and enjoy the night to obviously, you know, with our social media and stuff to help spread the word of what, you know, ACFC is, a chance for change. And it was a fantastic night, wasn't it?
And that's the thing is, I mean, it's not something that we're sort of pointing towards, but it's everything that we actually do. Like, it's get out of your heads, get in the sheds, talk to your mates. Yeah, don't be afraid to fucking ring a mate and go, "Hey, I'm fucking struggling."
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So I'll play a little video that what this is all about from the off with Nathan with Sledge, and yeah, I'll just play it.
Sledge, so how did a chance for change start, and why men's not?
Mate, Ivan started a chance for change back in 2015, and he deserves big props for what he did. He'd lost a few mates to suicide and decided that enough was enough. He's built a team over that time. I've been fortunate enough to be involved for 9.5 years. And I just think Ivan really needs to know that none of this happens without him getting that started.
That's right.
It's a charity built on the base of looking out for your mates and spreading our message of speaking up as manning up. And the men's night, to our knowledge, there'd never been an international men's night run. So Scotty Bannon, who's also one of our ambassadors, he rung me up and he said, "Sledge, we're going to do a men's night. What do you think? Chance for change, want to be involved?" And it was a no-brainer.
Beautiful.
It's a great opportunity to celebrate the positive impacts that men have in your life, whether that's your dad, an uncle, a mate, a cousin, a brother. There's all different kinds of influences that have been really positive in people's life, and tonight's about celebrating that. And the added bonus is with a chance for change that...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know, we can also spread our message, and we really want to break down that stigma. And, you know, we lose 7 men a day to suicide in this country. It's well too many. And if we can go a little bit of a way to helping some people, then it's making a difference.
Beautiful, beautiful. And that's why every individual we have coming tonight, we thank you and enjoy the night.
Cheers.
Yeah, so there you go. That was
a great night. And, yeah, like the temporary fence hire and who was Titan, the other one? Titan Sheds. So, done for those sponsors. Shout out to those guys. Every step we do, every little thing is, making people's lives better.
Absolutely. So a bit
not
of
us
a,
personally, no, yeah, but, correct. Yeah, these guys. So, yeah.
Some of the facts around, what they're getting around with the suicide. So just to, this is just a shout out to them with what they do. And this is, if this is a trigger point for anyone, please reach out. There are things that, there's helplines, there's friends, there's family, there's all those things. So if this is triggering anyone, or if you know someone, please reach out, because it's something that men's mental health, suicide awareness. Let's make it less. So some facts is 7 men die by suicide every day in Australia. And 75% of suicides are men in Australia. 3,000 people die of suicide each year in Australia. And 1 in 8 men will experience a depression as well. So there's just some of the facts that they've got on their social media as well. So a massive shout out to ACFC, a Chance for Change again with Scotty Bannon, and a massive shout out to Nathan St. Ledger. They're both councillors on the Logan Shire. I'm pretty sure. That's right. I know. Yep. This is a massive shout out to Nathan.
Well done, guys. Well done. Great event. Good people. And enjoyed there, and thanks for the invite.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So we've put a fair bit of social media out there as well.
Yep.
And we'll put a bit more up on our page as well to promote that, because that is obviously a very local organisation to where we are in the Scenic Rim. Logan is just over the hill, really.
I'm actually in Logan Shire now. Yeah, well, you are. They actually changed my shire by one street, so now I'm in Logan. So,
so that was Friday night, and fuck me. The
Did
rain
poos down.
So I came and picked you up, right?
Yeah.
And I pretty much picked you up when it was
It wasn't raining, so Nat's standing there, so she's worried about her hair. She's got curly hair.
Yeah, so's Carmen.
Yeah, Carmen. So she's standing there, she's going, fucking hurry up, Stiffy. It's just about to piss down. And as soon as you come down the driveway, it fucking opened up.
Yeah. Get in the
proper
car.
Opened up.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it took us an hour to get to where we had to go because we zigzagged and there was fucking... And because of the rain, traffic was just a joke, right?
Yeah.
But that hour was just pissing down.
Flogged down. I wasn't driving. I was sitting in the back, maybe having a couple of sherbets or so. But
I did hear a couple of fucking kanks.
Opening up.
But
so.
It fucking teamed down.
But how good was it? Like taking the girls out to an event like that.
Yeah.
For a great cause.
Yeah.
All those good people. Yeah, we met a creep people.
Absolutely.
There,
so. You got a bit of fucking first class stage action.
Oh, didn't I?
So part of the night they called out some a category. And the point was
let's start it from fresh. Like they went, the men to stand up.
Yeah. The next bit was
All
the bald men sit down.
Yeah, sit down.
If you're not in the age of 40 to 45, sit down. Yeah. So
I was targeted.
No, but you know who they were targeting?
Who?
Scotty.
Yeah, and he fucked off. He didn't even get up
there. He was out of there.
Yeah, so I'll get one of those dances out of him. So.
He was onto it. He's like, I'm fucking.
Yeah, so we had to get up on the stage and old mate, the painter, I can't remember his name. Can you remember his name?
No, I can't. No.
Fucking, how good was he?
Oh, he's been on.
He's been everywhere.
Australian Idol, not Australian Idol. Australian's Got Talent.
Yep.
But yeah, fantastic.
He's been overseas. He's done heaps of stuff. So he raises a heap of money and. Just a really talented artist. So he's a speed painter.
Speed painter.
Does that. So he gets us all up and...
That first one he did of Elvis Presley, you can't work it out until the last sort of 10 seconds.
I didn't know that he actually spun it around. So
yeah.
Like he painted this thing upside down.
The way he did it.
I'd be flat out painting that ever. Like it didn't matter if it was the right way up or...
And the one he did of the glue one.
The Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali.
Wow.
Like you couldn't even tell who it was till he threw the glitter on.
No.
Just fucking phenomenal.
Well, talented. He's mastered his art.
he struggled the rest of the night because he had glitter up his nose. Did you see that?
Did he?
He must fucking just one of those things where you just and it would tickle the fuck out of my nose.
Yeah,
I would be sneezing. I've actually got an
itchy nose thinking about it. So I'm rubbing it. So
yeah, how good's that? So that was so, Friday night.
So I had to get up and do a little bit of a Elvis fucking impersonation.
Yeah. Oh man, and you come fucking second. I reckon you were. Yeah, you were second. Oh,
thanks for that.
Fucking, I did it because it was like. At one stage, I'm like, oh, Barney's got this.
He got it. He don't.
Yeah, no, he didn't have it.
He didn't have it.
So out of 10 people, Barney, I'm saying, you got seven. Barney can't fucking dance. Mate, you were shimmy and shaking.
I was fucking, mate. I'm proud of you, anyway. Fucking smack the pony thing on the way out. So. Nah, it was a great night, great company, great cause.
Yeah, fantastic.
And, yeah, be back there again next
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. So massive shout-out again to Scotty Bannon, Nathan St. Ledger, the Logan City Council, for putting that event on, and of course, A Chance for Change charity.
Anything we can do to stop the suicide, 7 a week is way too many.
Absolutely.
That's one a day.
Yep.
Oh, 7 a day, was it? Or seven a week?
Seven a day.
That's way too many. We need to fix that.
Yeah.
Fix it.
So, yeah, mate, that was Friday night.
Friday night. Then, so Saturday, what did you do Saturday?
Well, so Saturday, we mentioned this on the last potty. We did our next vlog. So any of our – now, massive thank you for our Patreon subscribers and anyone that wants to jump on board. Our Patreon channel is there. The link's in the bio of our Facebook and Insta or whatever. You'll find it. We've already got videos up there. It was now time to make a new video, a new vlog, so that we've got content, yeah?
Yep.
And it's sort of the fun stuff that we do behind the scenes. We do a bit of racing. We play golf. And this one was like, the lads are going to go shooting. So Saturday was our fucking clay shooting target. Massive thanks to Big Red from Bow Desert. And he supplied one of the clay shooters, the throwers.
Yep. I think that thing was off, actually. I've got to get that recalibrated. So.
And the other one was Pink Bits. He found the second one. So it was phenomenal. We had two clay fucking throwers. We had a lefty and a righty. You could pick whatever you wanted to pick. It was good. But before we got to that, we went to the gun shop. We got some stuff. We went to the Walton. We had a few beers. You turned up and went, nah, I'm not drinking.
I'm not drinking.
Nah, fucking not drinking.
Fuck, that changed quick, didn't it? Doesn't it?
It's like, well, here's something wet.
I think that was part of your fucking strategy.
I reckon it was. My strategy.
He can't fucking.
Because obviously the bet was if you beat me, I was going to get my nipples pierced. So I was like, right, I'm up for it. I'm not going to try and stress. I need to have a few beers just to take the edge off it. And that's all I did. We just have a few beers.
Did ya?
You turned up like, nah, I'm not fucking drinking. I'm like, no, I'll just put that there. Yeah. And
I'll drink it. And then I'll drink another one. And
So, it was a fun afternoon. We end up out at the property that a massive thanks to Tilly who organised the property. Spot. Great spot, wasn't it?
Yeah, really good spot. The rain held off.
Yeah.
I was really worried about the rain. I thought, fuck, no way. We're just going to end up in the pub the whole day. So that's probably my plan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Going on, we're not going to be shooting anyway.
So. Yeah, so massive thanks to Peak Productions, Noah. He came out, he captured the whole fucking day. So that's going to be a vlog that he'll turn around that very quickly. I wouldn't be surprised if 2 weeks, maybe three, we'll have a draft.
You'll have something to watch.
Yeah, it'll happen pretty quickly.
Right out, we should move on and get on to the next subject then.
Yeah. Which is?
What else you got? Like fucking.
But how was the rest of your weekend? Before we move on.
Yeah. Oh, you want to talk about who won, don't you?
No, well.
Don't you?
We haven't finished. Now, my head was in the point of I'm getting my nipples pierced. Yep. I was sold on it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
It was close.
Yeah, it was.
It was close to start off with. The clay pigeon shoot that we had, I think, was the best of 20.
Mm.
So it was 5-5. So I shoot 5, Stiffy shoots 5. I went first, Yep. I think I got the first four.
Four out of five, wasn't it?
I got the first four out of five, and then...
I think I did the same.
And then Stiffy done the same. So it was good competition, good vibes and everything else. And then I think I dropped another one on the next one. Stiffy might have got five.
Five out of five, yeah.
Five out of five.
So by the time we shot 10 each, it was...
And then the fucker 19. Got him ahead. So, yeah, that ruined that.
Yeah, I did. I was like, no pressure.
Didn't you?
No pressure, bruh.
Didn't you?
It was good. And there was a couple of side bets going on too. Jake and Holly already had
Jake and Holly had one. So that's, if anyone new to listening is, Jake and Holly are my kids and they are very fucking competitive.
Yeah.
Very competitive. So Jake and Holly had the first bet, which was a $50 bet. Holly's a tight ass. If you're listening, you know it. Yeah.
Yeah.
She went, nah. So, and then it all come around and then they went, oh, we're going to do a nose piercing for Holly and a piercing for Jake.
Yep. So whoever lost got a piercing.
Whoever lost. So, yeah. So, and so Holly lost.
How'd she go?
She fucking.
She chucked.
She's my, she's my kid. she chucked the shit. So yeah. She was off it. So the original bet was a bull ring, and I hate those fucking bull rings.
Fuck
so
right.
I said, nah. Yeah, we're changing that, so it's a simple little fucking diamante in the nose.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
And so I rang him today.
Yep.
Rang him, said, look, where's the videos fucking getting your nipple pierced? And
Jake's going to get his nipple pierced.
Yep.
Well, we haven't got to that yet, but.
Yeah, we're not videoing Holly getting a fucking nipple pierced.
So no, she's getting a nipple because she lost against Jake.
Yep. So that was a little side bet. She's only going to get it if she reckons I pay for it, so I'm going to pay for it anyway, so. Fucking good on you. Jake is scared of needles. Like, he can't even get a needle.
Yeah, right.
Without fucking turning whiter than that light that we're looking at.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, so I ring him up again today. I said, mate, it's going to happen by Friday.
But we haven't spoken about that bet yet. So, Jake lost against me.
Yes. So, Jake piped up again because he was fucking on fire.
He was on fire. Mate,
I think he only dropped like two or three clays.
Out of 20, I think he only dropped. Two.
Might have been two.
Might have been 18 out of 20.
So he's feeling a little bit fucking rooster, isn't he?
Like fucking, he was like, well, fuck yeah.
So Stiffy's fucking called him out and it was a bit of backwards and forwards and nah. Mm. Anyway, I'll do it. So that one was a simple five, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just five shots.
Just five shots.
Yep.
I think you both shot five.
We did, yeah.
Both nailed them.
Five. I did five.
And dropped
them. He did five.
Dropped them. So we go, right out. She's fucking golden point rules.
So it was a shoot off. One.
So he got one. You got one.
Yeah. I think I went first.
You got it.
I got it.
And
he
then
got it.
He got it. And then
I got it.
And then he dropped it.
So, and when it came out of the wind picked up a little bit because that storm was coming.
Yeah, but that's
fucking, shooting. Yeah, that's shooting. But when the clay came out of that target, it
went right.
It stood up. Like it changed direction a bit. And I looked at it as soon as it came out and went, oh, that's different.
That's, yeah.
And he missed it. And I just went,
didn't he? Look at that. I love that smiley also. That's fucking just gold.
I was just like, I fucking jumped around like a kid in a candy store. I just went, yes. So anyway, so Jake's end up getting a nipple pierced.
Yep, Jake's getting his nipple pierced.
It hasn't happened yet, has it?
No, so I think it's going to happen Friday.
Yeah, cool.
So we're going to get a video of that. So yeah, that's going to go onto the vlog.
That's going to go on the vlog.
So I'm going to have to pay for Holly's nose piercing.
Yep.
So I don't know why I have to pay for that shit.
Yeah. But it was good. We had everything sort of set up and everything was done. There was other people there as well. So big shout out to
Stu.
Shout
out to Stu, Gnomes, and Pink Bits was there as well.
Pinky came out.
Pinky goes right too.
Off. Mate, have you ever seen a bloke shoot so quick?
I thought he was going to actually shoot the machine he was shooting quick.
Look, it only came out about 3.5 foot.
Yeah.
And he's bang.
Bang. Get it.
It was a bit further than 3.5 foot. But that was so impressive. It was like fucking Clint Eastwood back in the movie days where, what's that fucking walk they do?
Quick draw. Yeah.
It was just off its head. Yeah.
Gonna have to do more of that. So
I'm speechless. I was speechless watching him. He's just like bang, bang, bang. I'm like, fuck.
Man can shoot.
Absolutely can.
Yeah.
It was so good. So we went through a fucking million rounds. There was fucking banging going on. There was clays fucking everywhere.
Oh,
mate,
absolutely.
So
I think we've still got plenty of clays and we've still got plenty of bloody pellets and that too.
Yeah.
Do it again. Try to make it bigger and better each year.
Oh, absolutely.
How much fun, though?
And you know what? That's what it was about.
Yep.
Just going out and Carmen's never shot a gun before.
She got one.
She shot little guns, but yep. first shotgun, and it took her a bit to get her eye in, but then she nailed it.
Yep. And then she put the gun down.
She's just like,
she's nah, I'm, so fucking, done. I'm done. And then once we packed up, Tommy was there as well, and then we went back to. Did we go back to the Volton or did we go back to?
We all got changed and went to the
That's right. We went home for a little bit and then went back to Jimmy.
The tavern.
How good was Jimmy?
That was good. The dinner was great. Beers were cold. Yep. And then we had to do it, didn't we?
And done some investing.
We had to have a bit of a slap. And we walked out there pretty happy, didn't we?
Didn't we?
You walked out even happier.
Did I? Did I?
You got another 450.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe some more.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm just not going to say that.
But anyway, we did some investing.
I did get a $500 feature.
Oh, was that?
So we were walking out to the cars because Holly came and got me. Said, Mum's going, we're going.
Yeah, yeah.
I walked outside and it's fucking pissing down again.
It was pissing down.
So she's standing there. I said, well, fucking.
Fuck this. Go back.
I'm going to go back and find someone inside. And I found him and.
Yeah.
done a little slap. And we got like a $531 feature.
Yeah. Didn't we? Nice.
So what do I do?
Oh, did you double it?
I pressed gamble.
No.
Yeah?
Did you win?
Yeah, black.
Oh. Was this just when you and old mate were doing it?
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking Holly was absolutely... she's fucking running over trying to press the fucking win and shit. And she said, fucking black it is. Fucking.
You doubled it?
Yeah, so...
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, fucking... Well, I'm an investor. You don't pull out when the fucking market's down, mate. You keep on going. So.
Well done.
So, yeah, I think I was up. So, yeah, I'd fucking reinvested.
You would have been up over a K.
Yeah, 100%. I had more than a K in the wallet by the time I walked out. So.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. It was, but, and that's the thing, so I don't do it often.
Yeah, no, yeah.
But I do it when it's fun and it's great fun with mates and stuff like that. And
exactly.
If you have a fucking win.
And the thing, the point about it is we all had, all right, the start was $50 each. We put the three of us put $150 in a machine and then Carmen joined in later. And then, so the investment was $200. Mm. Everyone got their money back plus some. The play money, then you went and reinvested and fucking blew it up.
Blew it up.
And that's the best part of it is when you, all right, put that in the piggy bank. You know, we're up, done. But then you put a little bit of play money that you've won some of your winnings. Mm. It's like, right, I'm just gonna lose this. I don't give a fuck.
There is some downsides.
What?
The next morning, and that's it. Oh, how much you win?
Oh yeah,
700. How much you win?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. Like I had $200 in wallet. It's probably like 700. Probably yeah. That'd be it.
Yeah.
How much you win?
Oh, no.
So I had to fucking count it out. Didn't I? So, yeah, it's no cunning kit there. So,
yeah.
Thanks, Nat.
Nice.
Love ya. So,
but anyway, that's why they call it investing.
Mate, it's investing. And it's, mate, if you're having fun, I'm fucking guaranteed. Yeah. It's
absolutely.
Yeah. And, yeah, only bet with what you got, fucking bet with. Right. Or you can afford.
It started with, it was $50, mate.
Yeah.
We started, it was just $50.
Yeah.
We're happy to lose that $50.
Yeah.
But we, I turned it into a positive and you turned it into a much more better fucking positive.
More.
Well done.
No, it was good. It was fucking, just a great weekend.
Absolutely.
Another one.
Yeah, so that was the shooting vlog and then dinner afterwards. So that was good.
Dinner? So my dinner was oysters. What were they? Bloody Mary oysters.
Six of them.
Six oysters. All four that worked.
Oh, look.
Only four work, so I'm going to take those other two back for a refund.
I looked over at you and I just went, fuck, man. I don't know how you can do them.
I love oysters.
In a, what are they actually called?
Tomato juice. It's a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with no vodka, though.
Was that on the menu list?
Mm.
Oh, it was. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So I love tomato juice. I love oysters. And.
Yeah. And winning.
Women. Oh, and winning.
Winning. Yeah.
Starts with W.
Mate, so anyway, but that was the weekend done. I can't even remember what I did Sunday. I don't even know. I can't remember, but anyway.
Nah, I can't remember. Oh, I think I got to bed at like 10:30 on Sunday.
Did ya?
Yeah. How good's that? A 10:30 sleep in.
Oh, you know what? I was up early doing brake pads.
Were you?
On a car, yeah, on Carmen's car. Well, checking them.
Mm. So what do you got coming up this weekend, mate?
I don't know.
What's your plans?
So massive shout out actually today. So this week is all about Kai, my son. Mm. He has graduated grade 12. We're finishing all the end of the year graduation shit's doing. So today was his actual ceremony.
Yep.
Got his fucking shit and he was looking good and they did the whole thing at the school and did the last roll call. So, you know, it was technically his last day of school. He's going to work tomorrow and then Friday's his formal. So
already got a job full time.
Yeah, so, he's already working full time. That was lined up really good. So
congratulations, mate. You're a great human, very kind person.
Absolutely. So,
keep doing what you're doing.
Bit of a proud moment today. Yeah. Just, you know, seeing him go to school for the last time, going to school and watching him get up, getting his awards and doing it. And then, you know, they had the videos and photos of what they've done for grade 12. You know, he's done a few trips with Confra, which is a footy trip last year and this year. Yep. And they had a fantastic win this year with the footy. And, you know, just watching that back and the whole camaraderie with the grade 12ers, and then they get to walk away, well, you know, run away from school this afternoon just going, fucking, we are
fucking out of here.
We're done. We are done. So, you know, it was really cool to see that. That's my first child going through school and he stuck it right out, did the whole grade 12 thing, nailed the whole lot. I don't know how he passed, but obviously he passed. Got his certificate, so that's a proud moment as well. So congratulations, Kai. You finished grade 12.
Cheers, mate.
I'll have a drink for that. And up your bum there, bros. Mm. Mm. So that's it. He's got his formal on Friday night. So, you know, there's a car organised and he'll get dressed up and he'll look pretty schmick. And then he's off to schoolies, but he's not doing the Gold Coast thing. And it's in a couple of weeks. He's going over to Stratty.
Oh, perfect.
So he's going camping with the mates.
Yep.
And they're going four-wheel driving, you know. So it's, I couldn't be even more happier that he's not doing the Gold Coast.
Going the Gold Coast and
And just doing whatever down there. It's like he wanted to go four-wheel driving. It's been on the cards for all year. That's like, you know, but the location is now Stratty. So that's been cool.
Perfect.
So pretty stoked about that. And that's sort of going to wrap up my weekend. I think this weekend I've got a bit of maintenance and stuff, but otherwise, no, good. What about you?
I'm going for a ride.
Oh, that's this weekend.
Motorbike ride with the boys and the girls. So we've got peons on. We're heading down to, I think, Ballina.
Yep.
So, yeah, we leave Saturday morning, heading down to Ballina. It'll be only a short ride. Quick one, not a highway. It's all out the back way and shit. So, got Gary and Jackie, Denny. I cannot say Denny without saying Phil, and that's why I paused. Yep. But yeah,
yep.
So I got Denny and Karen. So all the girls are coming. Mitch, we've got a couple other people coming as well. So,
well, mate, hope you have a safe ride.
You mate, we'll have a safe ride. One. It's just it's good, mate. Nat is so excited about going for a ride again.
Awesome.
So that's really good. So it'll be good company.
Yep.
Great weather.
Yep.
And
should be good.
Be stories.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Well, that's what memories are made for, mate. Mm. Absolutely.
Kerry, not Jackie. Oh. Sorry if you listen. I know you don't listen anyway, so I'll call you whatever I want to.
Righto. So shout out to everyone that's new on board because we've got a few more followers coming online with the lads potty.
Welcome.
Absolutely. Shopify is very close. I've done everything I can do to get our shop. This is for our merch, right?
Yep.
So we've got hats and we've got shirts already lined up. And it's not a pre-sale. They'll go live. The shirts are all organized, ready to go. The hats are all organized, ready to go. The Shopify is ready to go. Everything's done, 99.9%. The last thing we are waiting for is Shopify to verify everything in the background.
Wow.
And when you read the fine print, it says this could take up to 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
So
it's Christmas.
It could take up to.
Yeah.
It could take 4 days. It could take 10 days. Anyway, so we're all done. It's all lined up. I'll just get an email one day saying, you're done. You're good to go. So spewing that.
Our very own shop.
We'll have our own shop.
We'll get a shop.
We're going to shop?
We'll get a shop.
We'll have a shop.
We'll have a shop.
We'll have a shop.
So I've never had a shop.
Well, this is your first shop.
A fucking shop.
It's going to have two things in it. Hat and a fucking shirt.
Oh, stickers.
Oh, yeah. And, stickers. You know, and there'll be stubby coolers and there'll be things more. But right now, the two things that are live are a hat and a shirt.
Mate, it's
so close.
When you learn to walk, you take one step and then you take another one.
Correct.
And another one.
Correct.
And another one. So, yeah. So,
that's pretty exciting because I can't wait for it to. Now, the shop button. So, what I'm talking about when I say shop, on our Facebook and our Instagram pages, which everyone should be following and getting onto, there's going to be a little shop button and that drops you straight into Shopify.
Yep.
So, you don't have to go looking for Shopify. You don't have to go looking for the lads. You just press one button and it's in.
You're in.
And you just pick a shirt.
How easy.
Pick a hat. Fucking boom, boom. So, not far off, lads and ladettes. Good. Now, the 100th episode. I should have said this at the start, but we've got fucking sidetracked. We are recording our 100th episode next Saturday, the 29th of November. Now, we haven't really nutted this all out.
We haven't. So, but are we doing it at the fucking Walton?
Yeah, we are doing it.
All this gear and we're just going to...
All this gear in front of us. So, yep. We're not taking the camera because it's going
to
be... And
shout out to those guys because they're great. Yep. Like they've Walton. Yeah, yep. Really good.
So, the Walton pub is... pretty much the old...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
PNCs
apply.
In-app
only.
Thursdale
Pub. Yeah, so any locals will know it as the V.
The V.
Yep.
New owners took over about a month ago.
Yep.
And they are... Now, they own Beachmont Hotel. So they've invested a lot of money up there over the years and they've turned that around. And they're going to do the same with the V, which is now the Walton.
Yep.
Now, the Walton used to be called the Walton back in the 1880s.
Did it?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so...
I was wondering how they come up with the name because I was going to call it the Walton.
Because it was the V.
V and Walton.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about the Walton. Give so back in 1875, that's a fucking long time ago.
I wasn't there.
That's 150 years ago.
Yeah.
Quick math, 75, 25, 50 years. Mm. 125, 150, that even says there, 150 years. Anyway, it was called the Walton back then. The Versdale Hotel's history began in 1874 with the first hotel opened by Dan and Jane Morrison. Though it was replaced by other establishments, including the Victory Hotel in 1881 and the current Versdale Hotel, which was established in 1875, the original hotel later rebuilt after it ceased trading in 1888. Publican Samuel Manning relocated to the area around 1901 and ran the Versdale Hotel until his death in 1918. Not really sure on ownership from there onwards, but a lot happened. In my memory, the 80s, it was bought out, I think, in the 80s. And then in the early noughties, one of the local fellas bought it and then spent a fuck ton of money to turn it into the V. And then it was sold again in, I think, 2016. Sorry. In 2020. And then those owners, I'm not going to try and say too much there, but
well,
they didn't do too much with it.
And I didn't know there was so much history, like sort of way back. Like I thought maybe sort of 19s.
Yeah, no. 1950s, there's a 60s, lot of history like there.
Yeah, there's a lot of history.
And that all of that history might come out in their renovations. They've already dumped a fuck ton of money into it. They've already put two roofs over areas that were shake lofts.
There's so many areas in there, like there's sort of, you can sort of get away from people or if you want to gamble.
Absolutely.
Or sort of like that.
There's
sort of splits it up for families.
Yep.
Is the jumping pillow still there?
It is still there. And
do you want to go on it when we...
Absolutely. We'll have to go on it.
Do it.
So anyone that's around on the 29th of November, which is Saturday... Saturday 29th of November.
Drop in.
We're going to do a live recording show from there. Now, we don't even know how it's going to work. We don't even know what time it's going to start. We don't know what time it's going to finish. None of that. But I'll guarantee you from the time of 1 p.m. in the afternoon through to probably 5 or 6, we will be there. We'll probably be there before it and we'll probably be there after it. But I guarantee you
between... I could be the one laying down in the garden somewhere.
1 and 5 o'clock in the afternoon of a Saturday the 29th of November... We'll be there doing some live recording. I don't even know how it's going to work, but fuck it. We're just going to do it. And you know what? We're going to have the opportunity to have, it's in a pub. So we've got food, we've got alcohol, we've got ponies or doggies.
One thing guaranteed I'm not doing.
Yeah.
Is I'm not driving home.
That's exactly so right.
I'm going to get someone else to drive home.
Yeah, exactly. Me too.
Nah, it'll be good to catch up. So if he's around, fucking drop in.
Say good
day. We'll put it on our social medias as well. So the 29th of November we're going to be there. We'll bring some hats. So if you want to buy some hats,
yep.
We might have some stubby coolers as well. So if you want to buy one of those as well,
yep.
Jump in, buy it. Come in, say hello.
And check out the new Walton because, you know, the people that have got on board with the pub
How
now,
good was the feed? Did you have feed there?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, how good.
Absolutely amazing. I'm going there tomorrow night.
Yep. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, mad invite.
Well, it's a family thing.
Oh. Mad invite. I thought we were
family. So I'm going back there tomorrow night. Because I love the food so much.
Yeah, it's so close too. It's a supporting local businesses.
I know, and I don't know why. Well, I know why I haven't been back there in a while because it just wasn't. It just got sort of run down a little bit.
Yeah.
So now that there's sort of a new and going in there, it just smells like a the smell's so nice. You know when things are clean.
Yep.
It smells great. So right now they spend a lot of time and effort getting that. Pub back up to scratch and they're only going to improve it.
Yep.
I guarantee in 6 months' time it's going to look amazing. Bigger I guarantee in 2 years' time it's going to be phenomenal.
Yep.
So
they'll probably build us a little booth in the corner, I reckon, so like a soundproof booth where people could just sit up there and watch us talk. And
yeah, maybe. So it's our local pub, so we're just going to utilise
it. 100% it is.
So that's a little bit about the Walton. Mate, I'm going for a piss, so just hold on there, bruh.
Today's episode is also brought to you by TC Coolers. If you're looking for something unique, some custom gear to make your business stand out or your man cave even better,
then TC Coolers has you covered. TC specializes in custom stubby coolers, air fresheners, drink coasters, trucker haps, and much, much more.
And if you've got an idea, Thomas will make it happen. From design to delivery, he will ensure pickup is quick, with top-notch quality.
Whether it's for your business, branding, party favours, or just to add a personal touch to your space, then they can do it all. Visit TC Coolers on Facebook today and let's bring your vision to life.
Oh.
That was a double banger there, bro.
Was one that.
Back on the hemi.
I think we had the same idea at the same time.
Mm. Absolutely. Oh, before I get into anything else, I want to share something that's so fucking funny. Now, I've heard this on a couple other podcasts.
Have you?
But I don't know if you've heard it. So I just want to play it. So before I get it's a translation thing. So it's a French translation. So the words that I'm going to give you it's English, mm-hmm. and then we're going to convert it to French
mm-hmm.
by the use of.
I've got a bit of French in me.
You look like you got French in you. Mm. You got French cheese. You got nails. All right. So a seal.
His name was Pierre and it was non-consensual.
His name. A seal pushed me yesterday.
Mm.
A seal pushed me yesterday. All right. I am going to now change this. Now, people have probably heard this, but this is so fucking funny. Have you heard it?
No, I have not, but I fucking want to.
Okay. Here we go. I'm just going to wait for it.
Sure thing. A seal pushed me yesterday. In French is un phoque m'a poussé hier.
Oh. Oh, wow. Wow.
You haven't heard that before?
No, I've not heard it. I've not heard it. And how good is it, though? Like, fucking, imagine just going.
A seal pushed me yesterday.
Yeah. Did he? Didn't he? What just happened?
Oh, I heard that and I lost my shit. I reckon it took me, the first time I've heard it a few times now, the first time I heard it, it was at least 5 minutes.
So was that Siri actually translating that, was it?
Yes. Mm. Yeah, that was, I was actually Pi. So a massive shout out to the New Zealand podcasters, Not For Radio, Duncan.
Yes, they were both at the Get Yourself Checked.
Yes, they were.
Yeah, they
were.
They were both there,
both of those lads were there. Yeah.
Great people too. Very funny.
Oh, absolutely.
Very funny.
Dunk and I've forgotten his other name. Anyway, so I listened to their podcast, which is the Not For Radio. And they use this app called Pi. And it's, you can pretty much ask, if I'll start using it one day that we've got better service here. But you pretty much ask it anything and it'll tell you.
Well, I'm glad
it's
you
like,
asked.
It's like Siri.
Yeah. I'm glad you asked. So in the back of Rapey,
yeah.
Guess what I got in there?
Oh, you've got Starlink.
And no, it's not a couple of bloody women there tied up and then duct tape and zippy ties and shit.
You got a bucket of lollipops.
So Jakey has
zip ties and gaffer tape.
Given me his Starlink Mini.
Excellent.
That he was given to him. So
now we can probably have Starlink here soon.
100%. So all I've got to do is activate it and it'll be sitting outside so we can actually
pretty much like what JR did the other day.
Yep,
100%. Battery, boom, boom, boom.
Well, I don't even need a battery. We can plug it into the
PowerPoint. So. Well, it doesn't matter,
But I'll definitely get the battery and it will be eventually be mounted on top of Rapey.
Oh, yeah.
And,
free Wi-Fi.
Just cruising around. Yeah, mate, I'm going to get them in. Yeah. Ain't I?
Yeah, you are.
Kai's just walked in, mate. Congratulations, Kai. We just spoke about you. Well done for finishing school, getting a job.
Yeah, all of that.
Oh, he looks stoked, doesn't
he? Yeah, he's on his phone. Fucking,
he's just chuffed, isn't he?
Yeah.
No.
No, he's not. He's
no,
not happy.
He's not.
He's got stuff going on.
Yeah.
All right, mate. So, yeah, I just thought I'd play that for you.
So, you've had some news. I've also got some news as well. So, it was actually on Facebook, so it must be true. So, apparently, there was a man who was trying to have sex with an octopus and lost his penis.
What the fucking... What the hell?
Yeah, no, it's fucking, mate, if it's on Facebook, it's
going to be true. So run me through it.
It might be somewhere in, well, it's had to be in America, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Have you got news on it? Is it a news?
It's a news story, but yeah, I mean, I'm just going to make the rest up anyway.
Go for it. Fuck, so who gives a fuck?
Let's call it California, bloody Ocean Park.
Yep.
Man was caught fucking, well, he wasn't caught, so you obviously would have had to present at a hospital. So he tried to fuck an octopus. Well, I don't know. Where's their anuses?
But hang
where's
on.
An octopus anus?
It's got a beak, doesn't
it? It's a beak, yeah. Why would I'm a rigger, and like you don't put your fingers anywhere you wouldn't put your dick.
Yeah.
And I would not put my fingers in an octopus's fucking beak mouth. Oh,
Jesus.
So yeah, so
anyway, so he presented with it attached.
Or detached. Depends. I don't know if the octopus was there or not, but look it up if you want, but yeah. Man loses fucking penis.
Your algorithm's going to go to shit if you look that up.
But that's my only news story as I was scrolling through today because I don't have much time on the fucking Facebook anymore. But yeah, so it just caught my attention. Don't fuck animals, people. Yeah.
Bit of bestiality.
Bestiality. Bestiality's great. Mate. Get that out of here. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So how did you lose your penis? So call us in. How did you lose your penis?
Fucking hell. That's off its head.
It may not even be real, but it's fucking funny.
Oh, no. Someone somewhere has done it.
Has fucked an octopus.
There's so much dark web crap that's on the web, video footage of stuff that you just don't want to watch.
Yeah.
There's so much of it. Oh, you watch one video and your fucking algorithm's gone. So
because I used to work in the hospital and stuff like that too. So a heap of doctors have got a heap of x-rays that are going, this is what we had to fucking pull out of them. But it's always a bathroom accident. Oh, yeah, I slipped in the bathroom. Yeah, and fell on a fire extinguisher. Fuck off.
You know what? We're going to have to get someone from ER, the emergency department or the emergency room. What does ER stand for? Emergency room?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to get someone in one day.
Actually, I know someone.
To tell a few yarns about their experiences.
Talcum powder.
Huh?
Bottles. Yeah, remember the bottle? Talcum powder. Yeah, so I've seen videos. I've seen...
up its anus.
X-rays.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a big fall.
That's
But just like, what's your excuses? Like, you're walking in there, you're fucking falling on a talcum powder bottle.
Doesn't matter what
you're just going.
Doesn't matter what your excuse is.
These all people like, are professionals, mate. They know.
You shoved it up,
know. You fucking put that in your bum. It didn't have a fucking tagline. You're at fault. Fuck off.
We've said it before. Tether the fucking thing.
Tether it. Yeah, if you stick it in your ass.
Tether it. Tie that bastard down. And you know what you can do? You can just walk away.
Oh, no, it'd be more like...
Oh.
Because it'd just have to fall out.
Man, it'd probably rip your asshole apart too.
It's not for me. Not my cup of tea. Laughter is the best medicine. So we're at the gala. And it is, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Mate, laughter will get you.
And when they'll put those videos up, I genuinely actually had a fucking chuckle.
Had a giggle. Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know what I chuckled most at? And I kept on looking over at you going, that show that I just sit there fucking lost it when I just started giggling and couldn't stop.
What show?
When we were doing the fucking podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just could not stop.
Oh, yeah,
and that,
yeah.
But
yeah.
That is like, and yeah. It gets everyone laughing. It's, everyone's
it's infectious.
Happy.
It's like yawning.
It's, yeah.
It's infectious. Yeah. You start laughing and laughing a lot. You
laugh more.
Yeah,
everyone
fucking
should laugh more. That's my only fucking news story, so. This has been inspired by us.
Oh, God. Righto. That's
what do you got?
I got no news story.
You got no news story?
You know what's pissed me off this week?
What?
It's not a fuck off. Probably could be. Should I make it my fuck off?
Careful.
I'm going to make it. Fuck it.
Right,
do you want to play a game? It's called Fuck Off. You go first.
The police.
Oh, the popo. What happened?
They can
What'd
fuck
you
off.
Do?
Actually, this dumb? Is. It didn't. It's not from me, but you know when you get pulled over for an RBT and you blow in the straw, right?
Or count, yep.
Or count. Well, this was a blow in the pipe, the straw thing, right? So the copper comes over, you see him open it, and they leave the plastic on it away so they're not touching it. They put it on, yep, and you're blowing it, yep. What normally happens after that? They take the thing off it, and they throw it in a bucket.
Yep.
This fuckhead told a person that I won't name to have the straw and take it home, put it in the bin.
Oh, he'd give it to him?
Yeah. It's like, that's yours.
No, that's yours, mate. Fucking that. No.
So the coppers and the person said, I don't want it. You take it. It's yours. It's not mine. It's part of, it's yours.
Do you think it's actually a part of being like hygienic and shit like that? They're going right out. We're being hygienic. We can't reuse it again. Or
but they don't reuse them.
Yeah.
But they normally put them in a bucket.
Yeah, they've normally got a little bucket beside
them.
Yeah,
and they just throw them in the bucket. And then when they get back to the cop shop, they tip it in the bin.
Take your own fucking plastic straws home.
So this person said to the copper, he said, I don't want the fucking thing. I don't have anywhere. I don't have a bin. He's like, put it in your car and go home, put it in the bin. He's like, what the fuck? Have you ever never heard of that?
No, I've never.
Anyway,
I've
so this person pulled it out of his car and showed me. And I just went, you serious? He told you to take it home and put it in the bin. What a fuckhead.
Yeah. Fuck off.
So that's my fuck off. Coppers that RBT you then give you the straw and say, you have to take it home and put it in the bin.
No.
Fuck off.
No, that's on them. You clean up your own mess.
It's the copper's fucking straw. Yeah,
that's your straw, not mine.
Yeah, exactly. I would have thrown the fucking thing on the ground. See,
or
it's your
you
fucking
it
straw.
When next time you have a McDonald's thick shake and not use a fucking paper one.
You could probably do that.
Yeah, maybe that's what he was on about. Maybe if you collect enough straws, you can join them together and have one for a thick shake.
Well, here's the thing. They're still plastic straws for the coppers.
Yeah. What about the dolphins, you fucking... irresponsible fuckers.
Shouldn't they be paper straws to blow in?
It should be.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's my fuck off. The copper that fucking told this person to take the straw and take it home and put it in your own bin.
No.
What a fuckhead. No. Fuck off.
That's a good fuck off. They can fuck.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days. Ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Fuck off.
I like it. I actually have no fuck-offs, actually, this week.
Good.
I don't think.
No, your week's good?
No.
Yeah, right.
I didn't even get a hangover, so you can't even fuck off.
Yeah, right.
I woke up fucking
mint
right.
Has.
Yep.
Oh, that's good. Shout out to if you ever have you ever, you know on Instagram so this new one that I'm looking at is a bloke called Terry Bakes because he bakes cakes.
Does he?
Yeah. So he bakes these cakes, but so anyone that's listening, go search Terry Bakes on Instagram, Graham. And have a look at how he makes cakes. Fucking so funny. So all he does is make those drip cakes, but he does the assembly process. But
what's a drip cake?
A drip cake, you know when you go into a bakery or a cake shop and you see a perfect cake and then the top layer drips over the edge and it runs down the side? That's a drip cake. So he makes these beautiful drip cakes. But when he's making them, he doesn't have Tourette's, but he has this – he gets all these –
he's got a tick.
He's got all this frustration in him and he's like – he swears and he fuck this and fuck you and fuck this. But as he's doing this, he's making this beautiful cake. There's been some cakes where he gets to the end and whoever's ordered the cake tells him to fuck you, Karen, and this is your cake. You can fuck off as well, you know. So the way he does it is so fucking funny. And the other night I was watching one, he made this cake. It was phenomenal. Then he just started headbutting it and destroying it.
I destroyed it. So, yeah, definitely on the spectrum, you reckon?
Oh, so funny. So, anyone – he's got a massive following too. So,
Him on. Where is he?
Oh, he's in the UK or somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah, he's never going to come on the last podcast.
No, we're going over there.
Oh, fuck yeah. Shout out to Terry Bakes.
Terry Bakes.
Terry Bakes Cakes.
So, do you reckon the first drip cake was an accident or was it
– oh, it had to have been.
And they went, oh, fuck.
That looks pretty.
Don't it look good? Don't it look good?
It looks pretty.
They're pretty.
They might make a fucking living out of it.
Let's name it as a drip cake. Right
so on. Anyway, so I was quite impressed with that. It was just something that fucking came along. I was like, yep, that's cool. That's good. That's good. That's bloody good. Oh, we're getting back into fly season. Have you noticed them recently? Now, it doesn't bother me too much, the old flies, because here where we are, we don't get them that bad. But you know when you go out in the desert in the middle of winter and like when we went to
Alice that
Springs.
That wasn't in winter. Oh, that was in winter, yeah.
Yeah, it was winter.
They were
thick as fuck.
Fuck.
But you know when you got this one random fly, like they were thick as fuck, right? You know when you got this one random fly and it just seems to – and. It just seems to annoy the fuck out of you. Like you can hear it.
Bzzz. It happened to me yesterday.
Oh, run me through it.
In the car.
Run me through it.
So I went and done a height buddy safety course.
Yeah.
So I parked underneath, went in there, had lunch and sort of sat in the car for a little bit. Just going, one fly. There's a lot of room for that one fly. I chased this motherfucker for fucking, I reckon a good 20 minutes.
Did ya?
He was fast as fuck, boy. Like, he was fast as fuck. But they annoy the fuck out of
they
me.
They do. They know. They just,
and I think if there's many, I'm not so upset. But if there's one. I'm gonna get you.
Yeah. Did you get him?
Yeah, I did.
How many goes did it take you?
A lot. So it was almost smoke-up was over by the time I got him. So I was people watching must have been going, what the fuck is this bloke doing? Like,
so how did you end up getting him?
Slapped him.
You slapped him?
Yeah, slapped him. With a thong.
Oh, you thonged him.
Yeah. So I got the thong and sort of stretched it out like that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, not the one that you put on your feet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Oh, a thong.
Yeah, undy thong.
Yeah, right.
And sort of got it and slung shot him. Fucking.
Okay. So where I was going with this is, you know when you, Mr. Miyagi, what's the guy out of fucking
Karate Mr. Kid? Miyagi.
Mr. Miyagi. You know when he had the chopsticks, right?
Yeah.
But you know when you just reach out and you just try and grab him?
Yep.
And you actually get the little fucker. And you can feel him buzzing in your hands. How good is that feeling when you've got him in your hands, but then you try and kill him?
You can't.
You can't.
Because he'll just get in a little hole.
He's got a little cavity in there and you can't kill him. Yeah. So you've caught this. Just suck him in.
I haven't done it. I'm going to try that.
How good is it when you catch the little bastard and you think, I got him. And then he's fucking, you can feel him buzzing around in your fingers, but then you're like, oh, what do I do?
I've actually broken a front windscreen on a fly. Ouch. And this is how long ago it was. It was on an XT Fairmont.
Oh, so fucking hell.
I would
you're
have been 18
and
19, and there was a fly, and I'd fucking was trying to get the motherfucker, and I couldn't get him, and I seen him, and I fucking just slapped the windscreen and broke it.
What?
Just cracked it.
How did, really?
Yeah.
Did you have a ring on
fucking,
or something?
I was fucking cranky as fuck. Oh. Like, I was trying to get this fucker for ages. I went down the windows, and in those cars, you got to fucking actually wind down the windows. And trying to do the right thing. Oh, this is another thing. Okay, I'm going to fucking go on a tangent here.
Go for it.
Okay. When a fly gets out at 100 k's an hour, what happens to him?
Oh, he's getting whiplashed.
Is he?
He is.
Is he? So, like, you cruise along 100 k's an hour, like, he's fucking...
he's doing 100, outside's doing 100.
It's just something that's obviously fucking... You're driving along going, right, I wonder what happened to him. Like, did he go...
I think he gets like a nanosecond of turbulence.
Yeah.
And then he just pulls out.
Just fucking he's fine. Goes and does his stuff.
He's fine. Because he's doing...
Goes and annoys some other cunt.
Yeah.
Person.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it's just like, yeah.
I know.
Or like you drop an ant from bloody this high. If we drop from this high, it's not going to hurt the ant. He just gets up and walk away.
Yeah.
Why does it fucking... Why does it change for us?
It's the old
like if we jump out of the fucking window at fucking 100 k's an hour, like fucking shit's going to turn real, isn't
you're
it?
You're fucked.
Ain't it?
Yeah, you're fucked.
Anyway, that's just a little insight on the way my mind works. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, righto. Well, last thing I've got, fish and chips.
Mm.
All right, I love fish and chips. Yeah. How good are fish and chips, especially when you go away somewhere, right? Like the beach or somewhere, it's like, fuck yeah, fish and chips. What's your thought on when you're trying to be healthy with fish and chips? How do
grilled.
You grilled. So do you like grilled?
I'm going to go battered to start off with.
Oh, yeah. Are you a battered? Not like crumb? Battered. So you got battered, crumbed and
battered
grilled.
Battered crumb, yeah. So I like a battered fish.
Is that your first? Battered?
Yeah, grilled's last.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm the other way.
No, if I'm going for fish and chips, mate. I'm not going for fucking healthy.
No.
To Subway or anything like that.
Forget about the health thing. Just how do you like it? You got three ways. You got battered, grilled, crumbed.
Probably battered and then grilled,
and then crumbed.
Yeah.
So crumbed last. Fuck, I am grilled.
Polar opposite.
No, because I'm grilled first, then crumbed and battered last.
Lemon.
Fuck yeah.
100%.
Absolutely.
Squirt that shit everywhere.
And chicken salt on the chippies.
Mm. I like chicken salt.
Yeah, and tartare sauce.
I just don't
know
where it's made from.
Well, it's made
the chicken. Oh, tartare sauce.
Tartare.
Yeah, tartare.
That's the go. You got to have tartare.
Yeah, definitely grilled. Battered.
Battered.
And then...
Crumbed.
Crumbed and then grilled.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
See, I'm the opposite.
See, if I want grilled fish, I'm going to grill fish myself.
And get this. Which one do you think costs the most? To if you go in and say, right, I want battered, crumbed, and grilled, which one?
Fuck, that's a loaded question. I don't know. Shouldn't they all be the same?
Two are the same.
Why
battered
is one
battered
different?
And crumb. They're the same?
So grilled's different.
Yeah, do you reckon it's cheaper or dearer?
Oh, it has to be cheaper. Because you got no fucking shit going on it. You got no fucking oil. You got no. Yeah.
Well, you got.
Bullshit.
It's dearer.
Bullshit.
$2 dearer to get it fucking grilled, and there's less shit on it.
Yeah, that's a good fuck off next week, I reckon. Fuck off. If your effort's less, it should be less.
Well, there's less material. You're there's less ingredients. You're just grilling it.
You're getting it out of the ocean.
It costs $2 more to grill it than to fucking batter it or to crumb it.
Let's not go back there again.
Well, yeah. Anyway, that's the fact. That is a fucking fact.
Mm.
Yep. All right. Before I leave, I want to give a massive shout out to a mate of mine that I hadn't spoken to in a good 3 years. He lives out at Billawheeler. Shout out to you, Grant. I used to be in a different industry and I used to cross paths with him a lot. And I haven't spoken to him. And it only feels like I hadn't spoken to him for like a month or two. But it's been 3 years, right? So I've got to give you a massive shout out because he was chainsaw racing in a competition 2.5 years ago. And in that race, whilst he was racing, he lost movement in his left arm and he kept fucking racing until he passed out. He then woke up 2 weeks later in the Brisbane hospital after having a stroke, and he is now 2.5 years on, still in recovery. And he's coming down to the Gold Coast next weekend. He's down for 4 weeks doing rehab and whatnot, and I'm going to catch up with him. So shout out to you, Grant. I'll catch up with you there soon, buddy, and can't wait for that. So yeah,
wow, that's a
just fit and healthy
neck minute.
Yep, just chainsaw.
And this is what it's about. Like, get yourself checked. Fucking look after your health.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
We're going to go get that blood test done real soon.
Yeah.
Actually,
that's something I'll do. I'll put on my to-do list to book it in for the next week.
Yeah. We've got to get it done soon.
We'll do that.
I want to get it done this year. As in November. It's nearly done. Anyway, mate, shout out to you, Grant. Catch up with you soon, buddy. I know he's doing well because I spoke to him only yesterday.
And how good is it sort of catching up with mates that you haven't spoke of for a long time, but you pick up that conversation like it was yesterday.
Oh, fuck, it feels like it was only a month or two ago. It's just ridiculous that it's been 3 years since I've actually spoken to him. And 2.5 years ago, he's had this massive life-changing event that I didn't even know about.
Yep.
It's crazy. Oh, anyway, so...
So he's doing well, his recovery's good.
Well, he sounds good. He's got no movement in his left arm. He's got limited movement in his left leg. But I'm only just finding this out yesterday. So it's just like, mate, shout out to you. Can't wait
Keep your chin up, mate. Keep on doing what you're doing, obviously.
Can't wait to see
something good. So.
Can't wait to see you. So we'll have a beer together. That's what we're going to have a beer.
Have a beer.
Uh-huh.
Done.
So, mate, that's about me for the show. This is, like I said, number 98.
98.
We're going to record 99 next week. And then fucking Saturday, mate.
How well did it work out, though? Because we actually spoke about, do we have to pre-record this?
It's actually going to be...
And it's not. It's actually going to legitimately be...
The 100th episode.
Yeah. So I would actually like to apologize now. Because I've got fucking...
Mate, it's
sorry,
gonna be
dribble. You're not going to fucking... You're not going to understand exactly anything.
There's not going to be any structure about this 100th episode. No. It is just going to be absolute braille.
Yep.
Yeah, you're going to... Listeners, you're going to get what you get.
Get fucking it? And, mate, complaints department is... the complaints...
There's an email address.
Yeah, no, it is. It's theladspotty@gmail.com and it's called fuck off. So if you want to do a fuck off and go, I'm fucking over you two, fuck off, fucking do it. And if anyone's got any call-ins for that 100, so if you got something special, fucking ring in, we'll play it. Doesn't matter what it is. I'll even play fucking Dirty Mix ones.
Yeah, definitely. And if you want to give us a little bit of a hey, lads, good job.
Because we have done.
Because, we made it to 100. Give us a call in and say, hey, cunts, good job there, brah.
Yeah.
Just give us a call. How do they do it again, mate?
Theladspotty@gmail.com is the email address.
Yep.
And get your Nokia 3610. Go to voice recorder, record what you want to say.
Yeah.
And then fucking send it over to ladspotty@gmail.com.
Absolutely. And we'll play them on the episode for our 100th. And
send some photos as well. So.
Yeah, whatever. Yep.
Dick pics. We're happy with dick pics.
Are you?
Well, I haven't got the email address. So.
I don't want dick pics.
Here you do.
Well, Barney, it's been fucking awesome catching up with you again. And, mate, can't wait for your weekend. This weekend is Ballina.
Ballina. Yeah, so bike riding, Ballina.
Yeah,
so,
good. I've got a bit of a cruisy weekend, but still.
I need a weekend just of nothingness.
Well, that's not happening for
I
another.
Need.
You got Ballina.
I need
weekend,
that before fucking Christmas.
Yeah, so it's the weekend. It's like 3 weeks away.
Yep.
Until you get that. Oh, how's the dado going?
So I sent it in to get fixed. It's got more than 2 leaks, so it's got 3 leaks.
That's a Chinese girl, Lee King.
She's definitely Lee King.
She's fucking Lee King.
So yeah, so we're it's a process,
mate.
I'd like to have it finished before fucking 2030, so that'd be good.
How fucking close is December, eh?
Fuck.
Oh,
actually,
dude.
That can fuck off. And wait, I've got fucking something else to say.
Go for it.
All you fuckers out there putting Christmas decorations up before fucking December.
Yeah.
Every time you do it, you kill an elf. So this is on fucking you. Stop killing fucking elves.
We're going to run out of elves.
Wait to fucking December.
Yep.
And then put your shit up.
Yeah. How's your household going? Is there anything up?
There's nothing.
Does there much happen in the Hodges household?
It does. So we always have the family Christmas party and shit. So which is on the 13th, I think it is.
Yeah, but when did your tree go up? day before.
Mate, I'm not putting it up. So.
You'll just come home one day and it's up.
Yeah, mate, it's up. So.
Yeah.
And when we're taking it down. So. Yep. But yeah, so yeah, don't put fucking decorations up before December.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you kill elves.
Right. It was.
It's on your own, mate. If you do it, you fucking, mate.
Mm. And shout out to the Royal Fire Brigade out
at Burnham.
Burnham Range. They got a big thing going on the Saturday night.
The 13th, actually. So that's actually the same day. So I have a Christmas party with the family, and then we're going to do, I think, Remseeing It.
I don't know. Are
we're going there.
Yeah, right.
We're Remseeing It. So I don't know what Remseeing, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll probably be there.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
You'll be, are you going to be in state to MC? You're not, are you?
It's going to be, no, it's just a family's Christmas party. So it's a bit of lunch and a few beers and stuff like that. So no, it's, mate, they put on a really good show. It's the Burnham Fire Brigade, just down the road from us. So if you're a local or get around there, also come.
Santa Claus going to be there?
100% he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, and elves, if you don't fucking kill him before that. So.
All right, I'm done.
Me too.
All right, I'm the stiff man. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
See you, bye. Come on, let's go. I don't know what comes next.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.